Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices. I'm Manny Hill here, of course, and it's time for our monthly conversation with the Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams. Dr. Sales Adams, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Manny. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I always look forward to these chats that we have once a month. How was your winter break? The last time we talked, it was before the winter and holiday season. How'd your break go?
It went just as I wanted it to go. I spent a lot of great time with family and friends, resting and just enjoying the good company. What about yourself?
Much of the same. Got a chance to hang out with family and friends and just got to kind of recharge the battery a little bit. You know, it's always good to be able to do that. So, yeah, it was a great time. So let's get right into things. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, we had Martin Luther King Day happening earlier this week as we record this interview. And what can you tell us a little bit about just sort of the reflection of that day? And obviously, it's such an important day, such an important part of our history. What can you share with us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I do agree. It is such an important day. I can tell you how I spent it. Spent it with family and friends, and we like to, on an annual basis, just get into deep discussion about Dr. Martin Luther King, who he was, his life, the sacrifices that he's made for our country. We have a conversation about if we've made any growth. And then as a superintendent, I always like to really think deeply about what MPS can do and what we are doing to live out the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King in our district.
Wonderful, wonderful. And also as we get to the sort of halfway point of the year, last time we talked about the midway point of the year, but this is really the halfway point of the year as first semester is ending this week. And it's going to be a busy time certainly for you and for the students as well. And I guess Friday, this coming Friday, January 24th, is no school for that day, correct?
Yes, it's a record-keeping day. So if you think about all the hard work that our students do and our teachers, the time they need to grade the work, the assessments, that's a day for teachers to grade rework and reports.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so let's transition to a budget update. And what more can you share with us about the budget within Minneapolis Public Schools?
Yeah, so we'll talk about this quite a bit into the end of the school year. So if you know, the budget is approved by the board in June. But like many school districts across the state and across the nation, Minneapolis is facing some budget challenges. So we are not alone there. But we are identifying where we can reduce expenses and then really be more operationally efficient. The budget planning process involves a lot of things. So collective values, prioritizing areas of investment and determining our non-negotiables, given the financial constraints. And then last night, the board did approve their budget priorities for us, which is really good because it allows us to have a better understanding what the budget priorities are of our board. And then we do have a survey that we are giving to our caregivers that also have some budget questions in it as well.
We're talking with Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, for our listening audience here on MPS Voices and the School News Podcast. Okay, so really, really cool news coming out of Roosevelt High School. Principal Christian Ledesma getting an award, being named the Administrator of the Year in Minnesota. Just a super amazing honor. What more can you share with us about that?
Yeah, so this seems to be the story in the district. So we have a lot of our staff that are being recognized. So Christian Ledesma was recognized last week by the Minnesota Association of Secondary Administrators. So he is the Principal of the Year for 24-25 school year for the Hennepin Division. And it was a big surprise for Christian Ledesma. So typically this organization will recognize the selected candidate at their conference. But they wanted to actually go to the school for the first time and recognize the winner with staff. So we actually surprised Christian Ledesma. He actually thought that he was going to facilitate a staff meeting. So we got there a little early. It was myself, Bob Driver, who is the CEO of that organization, and his family. We were kind of tucked away in the library, not too much. But Christian zoomed right past us, didn't see us, got right to work. So we had a chance to approach him, and he was curious as to why we were there, but he was recognized. And it was such an honor to be in the presence of that, to be there with his family, with his staff, and to hear all the wonderful things that staff had said about Christian, his leadership and his care for students in the community, the school and the staff. It was such an honor, and he was so humble. So we're very excited for him. So congratulations, Christian.
I love that these are always like surprises to them
I
too.
know,
You know,
right?
I just talked with Shannon Tanner last week. And I know last time we talked, you talked about her getting the Changemaker Award with the Vikings. And I got a chance to talk with her last week on the show. And
Oh, yeah.
she talked about how she was so, you know, taken aback and just
She
surprised
was.
by, and it's just amazing. So congratulations again to Christian Ledesma, the principal of Roosevelt High School. Okay, so MPS was represented at the School Finder Fair on January 11th. I talked with Edgar Alfonso about that in the week leading up to that as well. And how did that go? And how did MPS sort of represent at the School Finder Fair?
It was great. It was my first time attending, so I didn't know what to expect. But it was super fun. It was exciting, very well attended. I think there were about 500 people that attended. We had about 25 schools from Minneapolis Public Schools. We had elementary schools there, middle schools there, high schools as well. So students and families could get a kind of a taste of what we offer in Minneapolis. I felt like we were welcomed and well represented. I will say if you missed it, it is okay. If you want any information about our schools, I would say go to our website, and I want to make sure that I give you the right website. It's mpsschools.org, and just look under the schools tab, and then you can see all of our wonderful schools. And if you want to take a tour, I would encourage anyone to reach out to the school directly, and the principal is more than happy to accommodate you.
Can you believe we're at the halfway point of the school year already? This
I
time
can't.
just goes by so fast. It's amazing how you just kind of you blink and all of a sudden it's
Yep.
halfway over. But still a lot of wonderful things happening at Minneapolis Public Schools and a lot more learning for the students ahead as we get into the second semester of the year. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, always a pleasure. I love doing these with you every month. And thanks again. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Manny.